Thank you for joining Michon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration.
This week's Dvar Torah is by Dina Weiss.
This week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Mishnayot Dalet through Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnas 4 through 6. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai Omer. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai says, and Rabbi Chananya is the chavruta of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who was the author of Mishnah Gimel. He says three mysterious things. Haneor balayla, someone who is awake at night, v'hamehalech baderech yechidi, and someone who is walking alone on a path, v'hamefane libo levatala, and inclines his heart to nothingness, to waste, hare ze mitchayev benafsho, this person is mortally liable. One way of understanding Rabbi Chananya's statements here is that being awake at night and walking along the path alone are actually great opportunities to do the type of reflection that you can only do when you're alone. And if you use that time to be mifane libcha levatala, if you use that time to just empty yourself, if instead of using that time you waste it, in that way you would be liable for your soul. Another way of understanding this Mishnah is that these are three independent statements that each describe something very dangerous. Being awake at night could be dangerous. We have statements throughout rabbinic literature about demons who come up at night. Someone who walks alone is also more vulnerable to attackers. And someone who inclines their attention to nothingness loses the protection that studying Torah would have afforded them. So all of those people are mortally liable, not because they've done sins, but because they've compromised all of their security systems. As I mentioned before, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai is the chavruta of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And if you remember from last week, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai spoke about the dangers of sitting together at a meal. That if you're three people sitting together at a meal and you neglect to speak words of Torah, it might turn out that your meal is considered to be totally disgraceful. It's as if you brought a sacrifice to another god. And so one might say to themselves, well, then it's just safer for me to always eat alone. And Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai's stern warnings against walking alone and being up at night might cause you to say, actually, eating with other people, being with other people is safer. It might be worth the risk. Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana Omer. Rabbi Nechunya says, Kol hamikabel alav ol Torah, anyone who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, ma'avirin mimenu o malchut v'ol derech eretz. They remove from him the yoke of sovereignty, that is, the requirement to be subject to the king, v'ol derech eretz, and the yoke of the way of the world. Presumably this refers to the requirement to make a living. V'chol haporek mimenu ol Torah, and anyone who removes from themselves the yoke of Torah, then we put on him, notnin alav, ol malchut, the yoke of sovereignty, v'ol derech eretz, and the yoke of having to make a living. The image here is that an animal only has one neck, and therefore can only support one yoke. It can only be pushed in one direction. And Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana is of the opinion that you can either devote all of your attention and all of your strength to Torah, or you can devote all of your attention and all of your strength to being in the world and to making a living. And just as animals only have one neck, so too people only have one neck. And you have to decide for yourself, are you going to focus on spiritual matters or are you going to focus on physical matters? This philosophical mindset repeats itself throughout rabbinic literature. People who feel that it's extremely important to serve God, to study Torah, and do nothing else, and people who feel that it's imperative to engage in the world as you engage in Torah study, and that engaging in the world is a form of service of God, as opposed to something that is exclusive of God. Perhaps the most famous iteration of this machloket comes in the Babylonian Talmud, on Brachot, Lamed Hei Amud Bet, Brachot 35b, with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai representing the camp of study of Torah and performance of mitzvot is all that you need to and all that you should do, and Rabbi Yishmael representing the voice that you have to engage both in the physical world and in the spiritual world. And Abaye comes in and referees, and he says that many people had done like Rabbi Yishmael. Many people followed Rabbi Yishmael's path of engaging in Torah and engaging in the world, and they were successful. Whereas many people engaged in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's path, trying to live a purely spiritual or a purely ethereal existence, and assuming that their physical needs would somehow get met through another channel, velo al tabi adam, and it was not successful. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Rabbi Chalafta ish Kfar Hananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta, who lived in Kfar Hananya, said, Asara sheyoshvin v'oskim b'Torah, when 10 people sit and study Torah together, Shechina shruya b'nehem, God's heavenly presence is there among them. Shene'mar, as it says, Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, God is standing in the congregation of God, meaning in the godly congregation. And Rabbi Chalafta knows that the term Eda, Ayin Dalet He, refers to 10 Jews, because the spies, the Meraglim, were 12 people. If you take out the 2 people who didn't speak poorly about Eretz Yisrael, which are Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yehoshua ben Nun, 12 minus 2 is 10. And when God yells about the Meraglim, he calls them Ha'ida Hara'a, this bad congregation, this bad group. So we know that the term Eda refers to a collection of 10 people. So, when we have 10 people sitting and engaging in Torah, we know that the Shechina is present among them. From this verse in Tehillim, Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, God is standing in the holy or in the godly congregation, and a congregation refers to 10 people. Rabbi Chalafta goes on, Uminayin afilu chamisha, and how do I know that when 5 people, only 5 people, half the amount, are sitting together and studying Torah, that the Shechina is present? Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, and here he quotes a verse from Amos, Va'agudato al eretisada, and his aguda, his group, is established on the land. This Pasuk begins, Habonet bashamayim ma'alotav, the one who builds his attic, his second floor, in the heavens, Va'agudato al eretisada, and his collection is established in the earth. The aguda in the pshat of the verse refers to collections of waters. The same as mikvah is a collection of waters, aguda in this verse is a collection of waters. Rabbi Chalafta wants to read the word aguda here as group, not as a grouping of water, but just as a group of people. And he knows that an aguda is 5 people, because an aguda, according to him, is something that you can grab with your hand. And when you grab something with your hand, you use 5 fingers. So from the word Eda, we know that when 10 people study Torah, the Shechina is there. And from the word aguda, we know that when 5 people study Torah, the Shechina is there. But we're going to go even lower. Uminayin afilu shlosha. And how do I know that when even 3 people sit and study Torah together, that the Shechina is present? Shene'emar, as the verse says, and here Rabbi Chalafta goes back to the verse from Tehillim that he quoted to prove the number 10. The pasuk begins, Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, and continues, Bekerev Elohim yishpot, that God will judge among the Elohim. And Elohim is a term used for judges, and the standard number of judges on a Beit Din is 3. So from the word Edah, I have 10. From the word Agudah, I have 5. From the term Elohim, I have 3. But it's not just 3. Uminayin afilu shnayin. And how do I know that even 2? Shene'emar, as it says. The verse from Malachi. Az nitberu yirei Adonai ish al re'ehu, v'yakshev Adonai v'yishma. Then, those who feared God spoke a person to their fellow. God heard, and God listened. So the image of someone speaking, ish al re'ehu, a person to their friend, is the number 2. Uminayin afilu achad. And how do I know that even one person, sitting alone, studying Torah, the Shekhinah is there? As we said last week, the Shekhinah is their charuta. Shene'emar, as it says, Bechol hamakom asher azkir et shemi, avo elecha uveirachticha. This is a verse from Shmot chapter 20, describing the construction of the Mizbeach, describing the construction of the altar. And God says, any place where my name is mentioned, I will come and bless it. And the term kol makom, bichol makom, means in a more abstract sense, in any event, no matter what. So even though we haven't gotten to the minimum threshold of a group, which is 2 people, regardless, whenever my name is mentioned, God says, I will be there and I will bless you. In our introduction to the entirety of Masechet Avot, I argued that for some of the Mishnayot, the dicta, the teachings of the rabbis, described how the rabbis lived their lives. And often, these statements can actually be seen as the rabbis talking to themselves, trying to correct their own behavior, saying to themselves the things that they most need to hear. And the reason why they are known for saying these statements is because they needed to repeat these statements to themselves so that they could learn the lessons in them. I think that the most mysterious Mishnah that we learned this week, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4, is an example of where knowing a little bit about the history or some of the other stories about this rabbi can help us understand what might be going on psychologically, what might be his motivation for the following teaching. Just a reminder, the Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai said, you have to be careful of 3 things: being up at night, walking alone, and mifane libo levatala, which can be translated as freeing one's soul for naught or turning one's soul to naught. I'd like to suggest that a little bit of Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai's biography can help us understand why he was so concerned with these 3 things. In the 5th chapter of Masechet Ketubot, the discussion is about the mitzvah of onah, a husband's responsibility to satisfy his wife's sexual needs, and the periodicity of how often a man needs to be with his wife intimately depends on what the profession is of that man. And though the halacha is that a Torah scholar only has to be with his wife intimately once a year, the Gemara's conversation about this law includes many stories of different rabbis who stayed away from home for extended periods of time and really made their wives suffer, and they themselves suffered because of it. The most well-known of these stories is the story of Rabbi Akiva abandoning his wife, Rachel, for 12 or 24 years. But I would like to share with you Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai's story. Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai hava ka'azil lebei rav. Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai was going to the academy. He was about to go to school. Bishulhei hilulei de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. At the end of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's wedding party. Remember, Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's chavruta. And of course, he was there, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's wedding. Amar lei, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says to Rabbi Hananya, Iyakav li ad da'ati b'hadach. Wait for me until I can come with you. So the scene is, the wedding's over. It's presumably very late at night. And Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai really wants to get to the yeshiva. He really wants to go back to the Bei Rav. And so even though it's late at night, he wants to go right away. And his chavruta, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, says, wait for me, I'll come with you. And what does Rabbi Hananya do? Lo i'akvale. He does not wait for him. So in this story, we have someone who is ne'or balayla. Rabbi Hananya is up at night, and he is holeich baderech yechidi. He's walking alone because his chavruta asked him to wait, and he didn't want to lose the time from Torah study. He wanted to get back to the yeshiva as soon as possible, even though it meant traveling at night, even though it meant traveling alone. Azal yativ trei sarei shanei bevei rav. He went and he sat for 12 years in the yeshiva. Ad da'ati ishtenei shvilei demata. By the time he was ready to come back, the shvilim, the paths, the derachim of his city were changed. Velo yada lemezal levete. And he didn't know how to get back to his house. And often, bete is a reference to his wife. Right? He's not able to go back home to his wife. He doesn't know how to walk through these unfamiliar paths. Azal yativ aguda de nahara. He goes and he sits on the riverbank. Shama lahahi revita dehavu karula bat chachinai, bat chachinai. He hears this young girl, and people are calling her Chachinai's daughter, Chachinai's daughter. Male kultech v'tanezil. Fill up your jug and come so that we can go. So Rabbi Hananya sits by the river and he sees these people calling out to his daughter. And the only way that he knows that this girl is his daughter is because other people are calling her Chachinai's daughter. Amar, he says to himself, Shma mina harivita didan. I can infer from this that this girl is ours. Meaning I know that because they call this girl my daughter, that she's my daughter. I haven't seen her ever. I haven't seen her in at least 12 years. So I don't know what she looks like. I only recognize her because other people are calling her by my name. Azal Batra. So he goes and he follows her. Presumably he's following her home. Hava yativa devitu kanaha lakimcha. He finds his wife and she's sifting flour. Dal eina chazite. She raises her eyes and sees him. Saveli ba parachrucha. Her heart understands. She recognizes, oh, this is Hananya. My husband is back. Parachrucha, and her spirit departs. She's so shocked to see her husband after 12 years that she faints. Or she dies. Amar lefanav, Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai says, before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Aniya zo zeschara, this poor woman, is this her reward? Ba'a rachame Allah, he prays for her, he asks for mercy on her behalf, v'chaya, and she comes back to life. And this moment, I think, is the instantiation of the third warning of Rabbi Hananya, of opening your heart, of emptying your heart for nothing. His wife was so excited to see him. She opened up her heart, and it was for nothing, because she got so excited that she fainted, or she died. And Rabbi Hananya is able to pray for her, and she gets to have opened her heart, to have emptied out her heart, to have inclined her heart, not levatala, not for nothing, but for schar, for reward. Because he says, Aniya zo zeschara, is this the reward for this poor person? When he says reward, that is the magic word, and God brings his wife back to life. This is a story that is very upsetting and a little confusing. Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai, on the one hand, has abandoned his chavruta. He's abandoned his family, so much so that he doesn't recognize his daughter, and his wife doesn't recognize him. But at the same time, he is powerful enough to pray to God, and to have God raise his wife effectively from the dead. And Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinai is living this world of mitchayev benafsho, someone who is being mortally liable, but yet is at the same time alive. And we don't know how Rabbi Hananya's life may have changed as a result of this story. Does he stay with his wife after he revives her? We don't know. But we might have some remnant of the emotional and pedagogical impact that it had in the Mishnah that he teaches us, warning us against staying up at night, walking alone, and emptying our heart or inclining our attention to nothing. Next week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Zayin through Chet, Chapter 3, 7, and 8.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton for March 3rd through 5th, 2017.